The White House Report.
President Trump is trying to drum up support for his tax reform plan. He does not have all the votes, but he's looking to Republicans and Democrats to make this happen. Meanwhile, former RNC chair Michael Steele says it's not what it's cracked up to be.
They certainly don't give a damn on how it impacts the American people because they continue to lie to them about who benefits. And the truth of the matter is the middle class will not benefit from this. They can't if their tax cuts aren't permanent. They can't if you are eliminating their state and local tax deductions. They can't if you are assuming or trying to force them all to not do itemized deductions. They can't if you're saying that, well, we're going to put a limit on how much of your home interest you can deduct. So anything, if your home is worth $500,000 or more, you don't get the benefit. I don't know how you can look people in the eye, honestly, and say, yeah, this is a good thing for you. While at the same time, tax cuts are made permanent for the wealthy. They get to deduct the cost of their jets. You don't get to deduct the cost of your education. That truth, that reality, that I think will come home to bite Republicans in maybe next year or certainly in the out years. But right now, they want to win. They're desperate for a win so that they can say, we've done something. And I think that's not the way to do good public policy.
April Ryan, AURN News.
The White House Report is a service of American Urban Radio Networks.